Calvin Harris, I'm not alone. Thanks to Angela Rippon, certainly, for some really inspiring news there. And I certainly can guarantee, I will guarantee, actually, on behalf of Siren and Southside, we'll be supporting that particular venture. Moving on, of course, we talk about the community. We talk about the community card. We talk about a railway company that we've been keen to support with both Siren FM and indeed our sister service, Southside Broadcasting, over the years as it's developed and grown into magical scenarios here. That, of course, is Grand Central Rail. And there's a really exciting project here that's been developed, which is the community card. To speak to us about that and a whole variety of other things, we're delighted to welcome, for his Midweek Drive Morning Edition debut, Edward Monaghan, Grand Central's Retail and Customer Services Manager. Are you there, Edward?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Excellent. I was very impressed when we spoke to you a few moments ago. You said, I was just actually checking my watch and just confirming that all was well with this whole thing. I thought it was brilliant. You know, times, rail times, all sorted through on that particular aspect. Grand Central has received lots of plaudits for the fact that you do seem to quite rightly treat the passengers as customers, passengers, as people having a good experience, making sure that that's the case, you provide us with information, etc. There are other train companies, no names, but you know there are out there, clearly, that just don't seem to get that. So what is it about Grand Central that makes initiatives like the Big Society Community Card, or the Community Card per se, you know, such a unique part of Grand Central Rail?
First of all, thank you very much for complimenting us that way. We've been running now for 3 years, and what we recognise is that we wouldn't actually have got ourselves off the ground had it not been for the support of the communities in first instance, the likes of Sunderland, Hartlepool, Eaglescliffe, who did not have a direct service from there to London for, you know, God knows how long, and we felt that it was time to sort of pay back, and we recognised there were a lot of organisations, voluntary groups in the area that could benefit from the scheme.
Which makes perfect sense. Now, again, allowing for this, and I can already see Stuart here in the studio with us, in fact, really saying, when can Grand Central open a line to actually get from Lincoln to London? But, you know, Stuart, from what you've actually seen about Grand Central and Rotary, I mean, it's something I think we need in this area as well, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I think with anything, there needs to be a level of care, regardless of what it is you do. You know, I mean, any kind of transport, anything along those lines, you know, there needs to be, you need to feel like... you know, you're sort of thanked, I suppose, for providing business, you know, regardless of what it is. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, it has to be a direct personal service, but people don't need to feel uncomfortable, especially when they're travelling, you know, distance, because it can be a very stressful thing.
Precisely. So let's move on from that, because I appreciate that Ed might well turn around and say, hang on, you know, I can't talk about getting up the lines from Lincoln, etc. That's not within my remit, and quite rightly so. Let's talk more about this community card. What is it? How does it actually provide additional benefits to voluntary and community groups? Say 50% discount is what's being offered. Share with us, how did you come up with this idea, Ed?
Again, it was something in the pipeline for quite some time, and we felt that with voluntary groups and what have you, they don't always know when they may wish to travel. They may be invited to seminars. Say, for example, a community group in Sunderland may have a seminar in York or London, and to travel on the day can be very expensive, and we appreciate they may be on limited budgets, and so we give the opportunity of contacting us with a very simple application form process, and in return we will send the community card, which on boarding our trains will allow our member of onboard team to supply that person with a ticket at half the normal fare. So, for example, our fare from Sunderland to London on a standard off-peak return is £84. So clearly they'll be able to travel to London for £42 return on the day.
Which again just makes eminent sense. I mean, interesting, just to sort of compare details on this, I had the experience recently where I trotted along to, it was Darlington, and I inquired about the cost of a ticket from Newark to London. Okay, Newark to London, which we're having to cover with respect to an event we're doing this weekend with the Who Do You Think You Are Live scenario. Online, I was told it would be about £30. In the actual office, I'm told £48 is the cheapest we could do. That's ridiculous. you know, £48, you know, and when you bear in mind that's a kind of, you know, community-based group that's actually there, it's that kind of area which perhaps you might sort of say that's what gives train companies other than Grand Central a bit of a bad name, really.
Well, what we're trying to do is keep our fare structure as simple as possible. We do feel we're very competitive with our rates, but at the same time, you know, what we're talking about here is allowing community groups of, you know, as I said, they don't have to be charities, but there are an awful lot of good voluntary groups that are not charity registered and what have you. People are doing this in their own time, they're unpaid, so they're relying on, you know, funds and donations to, you know, to do the important work that they do. And again, rather than trawl through the internet and what have you, we have this simple fare structure in place, and they can simply go on their trains and travel at that price.
Precisely. And of course, I have to stress again another little bonus, which was raised by the editor of Fly Me to the Moon, the fanzine, etc., that the great thing about Grand Central is you can actually pay on the train without being treated like a criminal or having to take out a second mortgage, which is another sort of aspect, which again, I mean, sure, you know, if we haven't been in that position, it's one of those areas where you just think, well, you know, it's that sort of a fairly simple scenario, but one which is fairly crucial. Anyway, enough of such stuff, otherwise I could be venting all day, Edward, but it's good to see that the things are connected from that. Is this kind of community atmosphere, and indeed family atmosphere, is it something which is intrinsic to the company as well? Because again, you know, it's something we've always felt, that just as Stuart runs the Upstage Left Theatre Company, that you can tell that there's not only a kind of family feeling to this, but there's also a good sense of belonging, that actually what you're doing is good stuff.
Yeah, you know, again, thanks very much for saying that, and that's very much what we are trying to portray as a company. We know we have a great team of staff based at our depots in Sunderland and Bradford, which are our two main routes to London. And what we are trying to create is that sort of that sort of family atmosphere. It's a different, hopefully, if we portray ourselves as being a different type of railway company. And on board our trains, we hope that our staff are very friendly and attentive to the customers' needs. And we have free Wi-Fi throughout our trains. Again, our buffet cars and what have you, it's all locally sourced produce. For example, Bradford to King's Cross, it's a local Bradford company that we use for our sandwiches and crisps and what have you, and also local breweries for beer. So we want to be sort of very much part of the line of route and the stations that we serve.
Stuart, any other questions?
Just that's lovely, and it's very reassuring, I think, as well. I mean, it's actually a really great offer for community groups, and I think they really need to be accessed. And I think you've made some very sort of intelligent choices, really, to decide to do this. I mean, sort of how wide are we talking within the community and sort of voluntary groups? Are we talking everything, every registered charity, or just a small section? Is there a criteria?
Can say, Stuart, is that of the number of applications we've had to date, which is round about the 80 to 90 different organisations that have contacted us, I can probably only think, without naming names, I can probably only think about one organisation that's contacted us that has actually been unsuccessful, because we recognise that you don't have to be a charity. You may only be a voluntary group that consists of three or four people, but those three or four people are doing important work. So what I would say is that it would have to be something, you know, dare I say it, very sort of contentious type of organisation that we wouldn't actually supply the community card to.
East Coast trains probably won't actually qualify, but I won't comment about that. It's a different line entirely. Only kidding. It's a line from that point of view. Web address, of course. How can people actually get in touch with Grand Central Rail? What's the best way to actually access you via the internet? Do you have the details, Edward?
Yes, online we are www.grandcentralrail.com. That's our website address. If you're a voluntary or charity organisation, or a community group, you know, I keep on talking about voluntary groups, but we do welcome applications for, junior football teams, rugby sides, and what have you. Who, you know, again, it's a whole community thing. You know, please contact us at customer services@grandcentralrail.com, and we'll be more than happy to get back in touch with you if you're interested in the community card.
Brilliant. Fantastic stuff. A really worthwhile piece there. And continuing our line here as we head up to Richard Fitzwilliams, who'll be talking about his thoughts on the upcoming Academy Award ceremonies, obviously take place in Los Angeles in the next few days. Edward, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition?
Yes, I have, and I'm very grateful to you for giving me the chance to speak to you as well.
A genuine joy and a pleasure. So Rupert Brennan Brown, who also sort of works with us, etc., one of these days we'll get him back on the show. He puts forward the stars quite rightly in his own ways. It's great stuff there. So the next crucial question is, can we look forward to maybe linking up with you again in the not-too-distant future?
Yeah, be delighted to do so.
Edward Monaghan, Grand Central Retail and Customer Services Manager, of course, for Grand Central's Rail. We salute you. Take care now.
Thank you. Goodbye.